So we go, I was going to say we go live to Madrid to Melissa Kitson, but no, she's in Valencia. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning, Giles.
I got Melissa and Valencia caught up in one there. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really enjoying being by the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a bit of a sea. I said we've got a bit of a sea mist rolling in today, so it's a very sort of Stephen King effect over there. How is it up in Valencia, that beautiful city?
It's lovely. It's no you know Stephen King mist. It's just, you know, the nice sunny day.
I mean, what are you going to be? Because you'll be heading back to Madrid, presumably. Are you going back to Madrid for August? Always the hottest month. Always the emptiest month in Madrid, I think.
Yes, no, I go back on Saturday, so I'm not really looking forward to going back to my air-conditioned apartment.
I'll struggle through. Yeah, but as I said, because most of Madrid seems to decamp, so it's a bit nice because you feel like you have the city to yourself, I suppose.
Yeah, no, that is nice. And, you know, by sort of 9 o'clock, it seems like the weather is sort of bearable and you can go have a nice, you know, stroll on the empty streets.
Absolutely. Right then, tell me what's making the news then with El País in English.
Well, the big news, I mean, obviously the coronavirus pandemic has, you know, been new since last year. But now the real focus is on the vaccination campaign and how quickly it's actually progressing. So Spain is now among one of the 50 largest countries which has the highest percentage of fully vaccinated people. So around 26 million people have now been fully vaccinated. So this means Spain is on track to meet its goal of having 70% of the population fully vaccinated by mid-August. But there is the concern now with the Delta strain and, you know, fears of other more contagious strains, that 70% is not going to be enough for herd immunity, that up to 90% of the population may need to be fully vaccinated in order to ensure that the population is protected. So, you know, amid these fears, the regions which are, you know, in charge of the vaccination campaign are really sort of stepping up the game, particularly with respect to people who haven't been vaccinated yet, even though it was their turn. So, for instance, El País spoke to one woman who basically she had her appointment to get her vaccine, but she had to give birth that day, so she didn't make her appointment.
Strange, and, that.
funny that, yes. And then there was, El País also spoke to people who live in more inland communities in the mountains where sort of getting to hospitals or also if who just may not be have enough kind of contact with social media to be informed of, you know, when things are happening, because there has sort of been, you know, a bit of confusion, and in each region it's a bit different. So the campaign now is to get all those kind of stragglers, I guess, so the people who've missed their chance when the drive was open, to get them to have their vaccine. So in Catalonia, for instance, they have fitted out trucks which travel to specific areas where sort of data has you know shows that the vaccination drive is slowing, and in these vans people are given a Janssen vaccine, so it's, you know, that's just one shot and then they're done. There's other regions are organizing big vaccination days where you don't need an appointment. So if you have for whatever reason not been able to schedule an appointment, or you've missed your jab, then you can just sort of turn up at these centers, no appointment needed, and get vaccinated. So there is, you know, a real push to make sure that everyone is immunized, you know, because as we've seen, you know, the cases are rising, although the rise is slowing somewhat, but there is concern, you know, that what has been called the fifth wave will progress further and, you know, take a further impact on hospitals. So, for instance, in Catalonia, hospitals have been really overrun. 42% of all ICU beds are occupied by COVID-19 patients, which is really high. Like, obviously, in different regions, it's not quite that high. But, yes, so the big campaign is to make sure everyone's vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, and on social media, if you do follow social media on Twitter, I mean, I see the autonomous regions are always putting up, flagging up, or various town halls, various unionmentos are saying, today is the day if you're between the age of whatever, 20 and 30, come and get your jab today. One of the things is the fact that you've also got to educate people, just because they've had their one shot, as it's Janssen, they still can't run around thinking that you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. You know, there is the concern that people could get sort of lulled into a false sense of security and say, oh, well, I have some protection. And that's that's not the case. You know, there have also been problems in Madrid, for instance, with appointments where people need to have their second shot, and with delays and so forth, it's been difficult for them to secure it. So in some cases, it's not their fault. It's sort of the problems with the regional organization. But yes, there's one shot is not enough, unless it's Janssen.
Okay, let's move on from that one then. Pedro Sanchez was over in the States, making a quick trip.
Yes, yeah, so if not too long ago, there was a lot of, I suppose, he was a source of many jokes because the Spanish government had you know, made this big statement that Sanchez was going to meet Joe Biden. They were going to have a bilateral meeting, and in the end, it was a very short chat in a hallway. I think it lasted less than a minute. It was filmed, so you could basically see the extent of their conversation, which was very minimal. So there was a lot of criticism that Spain doesn't have enough heft in the United States, that Sanchez isn't doing sort of enough to push Spain's interest in the States. So in view of that, and also with the fact that Spain will soon be receiving, you know, millions of euros in funds from the European Recovery Fund, Sanchez traveled to the U.S. to appeal to business leaders to say, look, come to Spain, invest in our country. We have, you know, the vaccination campaign is doing well. This is a country of social harmony. This is, you know, a place to invest. But business leaders have been expressed some concern about some of the proposed reforms that the government wants to make, specifically with housing. With the coalition with Unidas Podemos, the plan is to put caps on rent. You know, the rent and the property market has always been a problem. So that hasn't been settled yet, but that's of concern to businesses in the States. Another concern is the labor reforms. The previous conservative Popular Party government reformed the labor law to make it easier to fire people. And the Spanish government promised to make some changes to give better protections to workers. But that, again, sort of has sent alarm bells up in businesses in the US. So whether or not his trip will be able to secure the support of investment from the US remains to be seen. But as you know, when he was in the States, one of the other talking points was about his English, because he's one of the first prime minister in Spain who speaks English. So he was giving interviews, and I think he did quite well. But
there was the famous picture, and you may not remember it because it was about 20 years ago. It was when Zapatero was in power, and there was a picture of all the EU leaders having a meeting together. And Zapatero, of course, doesn't speak English, English was the lingua franca, if you like, of the European Union. So he's sitting there, you know, doing some paperwork at a desk, and everybody else is like slapping each other on the backs and having a great time. It was quite funny though, because at least the Spanish media did ramp up this meeting between Biden and Sanchez when he was over in Brussels, and then it was literally corridor gate, wasn't it? It was literally, oh, hi, how you doing? I'm the Spanish, you know, I'm the Spanish leader. Hi, I'm Joe Biden. You know, sort of, you know, nice haircut, basically. And that was it.
Yes, no, it was very sort of embarrassing, particularly if there hadn't been such hoo-ha before the event. I don't think it would have been quite such an embarrassing incident, that because there was so much expectation and then the reality set in, it was not a good look.
And finally, and this crossed my radar because of El País as well, but there is a campaign at the moment running. Now, you know, I have lived in deep Spain, in Andalusia, in some of the pueblos of Andalusia, some of the pueblos blancos, and I still live in one. But it's about getting people back into the pueblos, into the rural communities.
Yeah, so, you know, this is one of those kind of perennial problems that Spain has struggled with, depopulation of these rural, primarily inland areas where, some places have as few as, 200 residents, or other places have even fewer when it's winter. Many of their residents only come for the summer months. And, there's this constant drain of people leaving these small towns to find work and, opportunity in the big cities. So these cities are, these villages really are looking for a way to survive. And it kind of has coincided that with another group that is looking for help. So there are a series of projects that are being run to connect migrants with rural communities. So in this one case, there was a family from Colombia who wanted to escape the FARC guerrillas, and they had applied to be asylum seekers in Spain, but there was a very long bureaucratic process. And then they found that there was an initiative launched by the Leon government, which basically said you can arrive earlier and we will help you find housing, help you with work. But in exchange, you need to go to Rañuelos, which is a tiny village of 200 people. And they said, yes, sign us up. And they are now living, they've been living there for a year now. They run a shop and they want to open another shop. And because they brought their two children, the small village now has enough students for a classroom. So this is, one of these kind of win-win situations. On the one hand, migrants who obviously need, are looking for safety, who are, fleeing countries of danger, but are often struggle with the long bureaucratic process of requesting asylum. They get a sort of a shortcut avenue to safety, and in exchange, these villages, which are at risk of disappearing, get new residents, kind of new life, and, hopefully a way of, surviving into the future.
Yeah, because there are depopulated villages throughout Spain. There are villages that are basically ghost town. There's nobody living in them. And I like the idea because, because of what's been happening with the pandemic and everything, people have been working from home. And I know this is a little bit off topic from what this story is, but that initiative about getting people, there's a website now where you can key in what you're looking for in terms of cultural facilities, how far, and transport connections. And so a lot of people who just, they were promoting this thing about, because I was watching, looking at the Spanish website about, the calidad de vida, the quality of life, the fresh air, your family safe and working online. So we could see a move back to some of these beautiful pueblos, because there is great, normally great communication, and there are fantastic infrastructure with, train links, rail links, road links, whatever. So we may see a movement after this particular, where people say, I don't want to live in Madrid, I don't want to live in Valencia, I want to go and live in a pueblo where I can be on with great communications.
Yes, definitely. And we recently did an article as well about how many of these villages have really good internet connection as well. Because there's been more interest in remote working, you can get 5G connection, really high speed internet in a lot of these places, which makes remote working very easy.
Indeed. Right then, Melissa, if people want to check out what's going on in English in El País, where can they find you?
They can find us at english.elpais.com.
Fantastic. And enjoy the rest of your time in Valencia. Have a safe trip back to Madrid, and we'll speak in a couple of weeks' time.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.